Brandon Reef and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 333. I'm your host, Brandon Reef, joined as always by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
For the most part, man, doing best I can with what we got, man, without getting too political and crazy. But, like, no, man, just glad to be on, man. You know, I know we really, talk about a show preview, before we kind of came on, how, I know we probably go basketball heavy, especially with the, the NBA trade and whatnot, kind of, flying off the handle now. They got, y'all got 24 hours. But, like, just blessed and just ready to, talk some good night sports. Because, granted, it's Super Bowl. Can we forget? It's also Super Bowl weekend.
I'll say happy Super Bowl week.
And I don't know how much you've kind of tapped in. I know you've been busy, But I don't know how much you kind of tapped in with Super Bowl media, And with all that, I haven't really either, man. It's more really like NBA trades for me. But, like, I have tapped in with a little bit, man. So I got a little, little bit of nuggets with the NBA. Excuse me, with the NFL. In the Super Bowl, But, like, nah, man, like I said, it's probably going to be college basketball heavy, NBA heavy, man. Where you want to start?
Yeah, let's dive right into let's talk Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl week down in New Orleans. Kansas City Chiefs, AFC champions, taking on the NFC champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Rematch of the Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. John, the Lions still Chiefs minus 1.5. We didn't give our picks last week.
Not official, yeah.
By the way, call in number 317-721-2303 if you want to call in.
Call in.
To the show. It's weird. It's Super Bowl week just because it's later. And, we've had to wait it out and all that, but I've went back and forth. Spreads 1.5 by Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Don't get rich betting against Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Vic Fangio is 0-9 all time versus Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid. 0-9. That's Philly's defensive coordinator, John. So, man, I keep going back and forth. You don't get rich betting against Patrick Mahomes. And I've always said, until they get beat in the Super Bowl, you almost always have to take the Kansas City Chiefs. And I hate to say it. I would like for the Eagles to win this one, but I'm going to go Kansas City again just because why not?
Brandon, they got to be, I'll give my pick in a second. There got to be some intriguing side bets, for that day. Got to be, man. And it's because technically it's like Saquon Barkley's birthday or something. I know it's something weird. So, like, how many times are the announcers going to say, the cut out of connection with him running, or getting a touchdown? One for the birthday boy. How many times? Got to be.
Tom Brady going to say that?
Absolutely. Got to be a prop. Got to be a prop bet out there, man, for something like that, man. But, like, no, man, I got to go with the Chiefs as well, man. Sorry, y'all. Team. I know me and Brandon called the Rams a couple years ago the team of destiny, man. But, you're talking about three-peat. You're talking about Kelce. How much, I'm talking about how much elite level are we ever going to see of Kelce? I think he's not retiring or anything like that. But, like, how much elite level are we going to see of Travis Kelce? I ain't got no problem with Taylor Swift, pumping up the crowd in the stands or whatnot, man. But as everything maintains on the field, they have a clutch team. They got the clutch gene, if that's a real thing. Oh, man, I'm rhyming. They got – but they got everything kind of going. They got a defense that can, pick your poison on. I think they take care of business either. On the weekend update that we had, I think they try to make Jalen Hurts beat him. It's not to, call Jalen Hurts a lesser. This is his second Super Bowl, y'all. So he ain't no lesser. But if it's Philadelphia Eagles gonna win this game, it's gonna be more so on the arm strength of Jalen Hurts, not necessarily on what Saquon does. I think Saquon, It just depends what the defense kind of takes away. If you try to if they're gonna try to pound it out with Saquon, they're not gonna, you know what I'm saying, it's not gonna. But Saquon, it's go, I think he's gonna have a good game. He's gonna have at least like one dynamic run because they got a good offensive line. They do get great push. You know what I'm saying? So you will get a good couple snaps out of that. But if the quarterback for the Eagles does not make, you know what I'm saying, make some plays, man, for this team, it'd be the Chiefs that they win the Super Bowl. That's kind of how I see it kind of playing out. That's why, you know what I'm saying, the spread is close, man. The last times the Chiefs have played anybody, man, they don't blow out anybody out. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, they zip tie and put you away by halftime, you know what I'm saying? But they do know how to win close games. Like I said, they do have the clutch gene. Got to definitely take Andy Reid over Sirianni. You know what I'm saying? From a coaching standpoint. And this ain't no disrespect to Sirianni, but you know what I'm saying? We all know he waffles. Sirianni waffles sometimes in the big moments, man. So, like, no. Chiefs, team of destiny.
Three. Yeah. Philly, I have a problem with Philly. The fact that Sirianni, them, they try to get too cute a lot on things. And besides the touch push, they try to get cute on some plays. And also, how healthy is Jalen Hurts? Yeah. How healthy is Patrick Mahomes? These quarterbacks are going in a little banged up a little bit, but and how healthy is Hurts? And is it going to be a first quarter? If Kansas City can get to him, can they re-aggravate that injury possibly for the Eagles? And then you're looking at Kenny Pickett. Save it there, but I think Philly getting cute, they don't need to do it. Chiefs get cute, it's kind of in their playbook.
I want to kind of get to, I don't want to get off the Super Bowl, man, because there was at least one nugget, and it might be one thing that you want to ask, man. So if it is, let me know. But hot take, but like, nah, man. Just the fact that the NFL, Roger Goodell was up there talking about, man, he expects the season go to expanded 18-game season, man. I don't know, Brandon. I also look at advanced analytics of, like, the ratings and whatnot. Thursday night football ratings aren't necessarily terrible, to be honest with you, man. Compared to, like, Mondays, they're not. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of, like, line for line, to be honest with you. So, like, from the NFL, when they look at that, like, you know what I'm saying, they're like have there's no problem having more football. I just thinking they're trying to, you know what I mean, me personally, I want you all kind of get your thoughts on it, man. It's nothing I'm not trying to push back on it. They're trying to grow the game because maybe they've kind of hit some, you know what I mean, from an American standpoint, you know what I'm saying, they've hit a certain amount, right, of how much money they can pull, right? And they're not necessarily expanding the league anytime soon nationally. Right now, that's just, I know they're trying to, God, I don't know what they're trying to do in Europe or around the world with NFL, but, like, you know what I'm saying? But they still had those games over there. But so the only thing they can do, and which has been a fair, NFL Europe has been a fair, and I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, pour my heart and soul on that one either. But so before they do that, they'll continue to have games over there. So how can you fix, like, how can you grow your business, man? I guess they figure that, you know what I'm saying, just have more games, man. But, like, Brandon, I don't know, man. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? Getting the team up here to the championship game, man. You know what I'm saying? 100%. I'm not, and they ain't even saying the best version. I'm not saying 100%, the best version of it. You know what I'm saying? So you want to add more games or take away preseason games and add them to the games? Like, I don't know, man. It's kind of going against historically some of the things we kind of know football to be true, man. You have to have practice to get better. You got to have reps of to see what you can do and can't do to get better. And you have to have, I get it, man. I know I used to hate it. We have to have these dummy games where everybody kind of shows up and, you know what I'm saying, eat popcorn and, you know what I'm saying, eat little nachos and whatnot. And it was used to be called a preseason where you had two or three, you know what I'm saying, two or three times to evaluate talent. And now that you're trying to just say, hey, man, we're just going to take the hell with all that, microwave it all up, throw away all that, practice, we're going to practice. We didn't worry about recovery. We ain't got to worry about no continental flights and our athletes not, you know what I'm saying? And just say, hey, roll them on out there and 18 games and crash their heads on up. You know what I'm saying? Damn his start, you know what I'm saying? Damn the 12, the undefeated 12 Miami Dolphins. That don't even matter no more. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What about parity? You know what I'm saying? But There's other things I can go crash out on, Brandon, because again, like, so like Brandon, if what if you lose your star? We know teams are built around the quarterback. What if you lose your quarterback? What if your quarterback ain't no good? But what if you lose your star quarterback by week three, and now you gotta just deal with 15 more games of crap? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because again, the talent pool of college, it ain't just that deep, man. Like that kid that keeps on transferring from Georgia to Miami. The NFL don't want him. You know what I mean? Or the Iggy Legley, whatever. Sorry, I don't want to mess up his name. I don't get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? The homie that went from Clemson to Florida State. Dude, he's terrible. He's okay quarterback, but like we've seen enough tape. There's enough defensive coordinator tape on him. They already know what he can and can't do.
Right.
In the college, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's kind of where the football's at, man. So you ain't necessarily just pulling up talent from there. So, like, man, I don't know, man. 18 games, I know what they're looking at it, man. More TV, more commercial, more sports betting. But your product going to be real, you know what I'm saying, downgraded, I think.
I think the biggest thing that I saw through Super Bowl week is the Chiefs on opening night, media night, answering a lot of questions about referees and favoritism, referees. And then Roger Goodell comes out today at his press conference and says that NBA and the NFL Referees Association say it's ridiculous to think zebras are out to tilt the favor of any one side. The referees were forced to respond about the conspiracy bias, the theory biases towards the Chiefs. But proof's in the pudding. You look at the amount of penalties. You look at the stuff that's called versus not called against the Chiefs. You can sit there and paint stripes, paint white and black stripes on a horse doesn't make it a zebra.
I don't want us to be trying. I mean, and there's already rumors of it, man, about like machines and AI determining, you know what I'm saying, games and whatnot, man. As that technology kind of progresses, man, I'm not with it. I like the human error of the game. I like it when we can kind of talk about Joey Crawford in the past, you know what I'm saying, from NBA, or the homie Tyler Ford. You know what I'm saying? In the current form. I like it, man. A lot of times, man, you know what I'm saying? We the fans and we the podcasters, sportscasters, you know, we don't catch a lot of the stuff that comes on the mic or what's kind of being said on the field, man. It's a lot of lip service, a lot of arrogance down there on that field. And, like, guys want every call. They do. Now, we also want them to catch every call because what we see on TV or what we necessarily, hey, me and Brandon, we just call from sports, but we see in the booth. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're like, wait a minute, dude, you right there. You like 5 minutes away from it. But like, so we also got to understand that they are like 5 seconds away from it, but it's in the moment. It's real fast for them too. So not to give anybody, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I like the, I enjoy it, man. Respect the ref. Respect the ref. Respect the call. You know what I'm saying?
Some of the high level comedy this week. Former Boston radio show host, Rich Sherbelieb, probably said that wrong, trolled both Mahomes and Kelsey on the favoritism. He said his question to him was, Patrick, for your whole career, you've had so many great people help you win. So who's your favorite ref? Mahomes chuckled and commented, that's hilarious, before launching into his stock defense of referees. All the refs are great, man. All the referees are great. They do the best they can. We go out and play the right game the right way. Kelsey, though, seemed a little less entertained when he asked him, Travis, what do you love more, Taylor Swift or a phantom 15-yard roughing the passer penalty in the playoffs? I love the fact people are asking the question. He said, blew it off of the trolling query, saying, that's a good question. Anybody else? So in the 7 years of the Mahomes era, the Chiefs have been all over the map of terms of penalties they've received. 2018, you know, when the AFC title game, they lost to the Patriots. Chiefs were, in 2018, the Chiefs were flagged 137 times for 1,152 yards the year that they lost to the Patriots and Tom, which were both NFL highs. But they've been middle of the pack through the regular season and a strong one for dodging penalties. They were only flagged 94 times, the fourth lowest in the NFL for 829 yards, 11th from the bottom.
They don't make mistakes.
Something like that. The union said the integrity of the game is paramount. So if you got to make a statement about it, then you got some problems.
I don't think referees are open. Again, I don't think referees are openly trying to throw the game.
I don't think somebody who lives in the city of Kansas City should be doing rest of Kansas City games, though.
No, they got to make it make sense, though.
That's a problem I had from the AFC Championship game.
Yeah,
one of the referees that was on the sidelines was from Kansas City. Yeah, how do you do that?
Make sense. Well, that kind of explains where the Boston, why the Boston reporter asked what he asked, man. They were about the Chiefs eclipsing the Patriots dynasty. The Patriots dynasty is taking some hits, Brandon. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, with again, you in and out with coaches, like, dude, that's like flip flop, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like definitely the Pittsburgh way, right? You know what I'm saying? As far as like coaching stability, and even, you know what I mean?
How did we not get clearance for the media credentials tonight up at Worthen Arena? They got the Harlem Globetrotters up there.
I mean, I ain't no disrespect to Globetrotters. I've seen Globetrotters a couple years ago.
Easy. Yeah. Don't care. some NFL news and notes. So we're both on the Chiefs then to just kind of put
absolutely
a bow on it.
Absolutely, man.
Miles Garrett has requested a trade from the Browns. He said, I love this city, but I got to win a Super Bowl before I'm done.
Oh, wow. Pressure on you, sir.
Also, Cooper Kupp is going to be traded. Could be a decent pickup. Some teams noted for Cooper Kupp are the Patriots, Commanders, Chiefs, Lions, and Steelers.
I don't know. I don't know who Miles Garrett is necessarily, because kind of when it flashed up, to me, it was still a kind of surprise. We kind of talked about a couple episodes ago, man. We kind of thought Garrett was going to kind of stay and wait it out with Cleveland. Maybe they overpaying to stay. He's definitely not interested in that. When I look at what he still has in the tank, going to another team, you know what I'm saying, he might have to, you know what I'm saying, give up some of his leadership role. You know what I'm saying? Just because it is what it is. But, like, as far as his capability on the field and the production, I don't know why wouldn't the Detroit Lions be trying to figure out all in, you know what I'm saying, to bring that in. I mean, and I know they're going to get their healed up, you know what I'm saying, players back, you know what I'm saying. But, like, man, Miles Garrett could really plug a hole for them. I also think about, hold on, y'all. You think about Miles Garrett joining up forces with the Texans. What would that look like? You know what I'm saying? They kind of got some assets to kind of play with. So it's going to be really interesting. Don't say the Rams. Please don't say the Rams.
The first team I thought of for them that I thought picking up Miles Garrett might be a great addition.
Yeah, one of the West Coast.
I like the Commanders picking up Garrett.
But
you're not trading him within the conference.
No, you know. Right. But they could use a bolster on their defense, and he would be a, you know what I'm saying, a chip for them. And they got access to move.
From the Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe a little bit of defense.
They're a little bit more than one play away from the, you know what I'm saying, from the Super Bowl, though.
No, they were one game away.
Yeah, one game, yeah. But, you know, I there's going to be more level up from the quarterback. They got to get them a little bit more special on offense. So, but, like, again, trading some of that way in the short term to get a player like Miles Garrett, why not swing for the fences?
Yeah, totally agree. Super Bowl this Sunday. John, did you watch? We talked about it. You tuned in on Pro Bowl. I don't. 9 years straight.
No, man, just turn it on, y'all. And if you know what I'm saying, you like me, like to cook, you know what I mean? Just turn it on, be back, good background noise. You know what I'm saying? Cook you a nice slow roast. You know, excuse me, maybe some chili. You know what I mean? nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just read you a nice book. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Turn it on. It's nice background, you know what I'm saying? Ambient, you know what I'm saying? Music. You know, they have skills competitions, man. I still tip my head up, you know what I'm saying? Look at it, man. But, like, no, nothing like a game or anything like that. It's okay.
Okay. Switching over to the NBA, John.
It's on fire.
I went to the Royal Rumble, and on Saturday night, we talked about this on the little weekend update, but I went to the Royal Rumble, get home, get ready, go to bed, because I got to be up at work in the morning to get everybody out. And I look at my phone one last time, and all of a sudden I get an alert that says from Shams that Luka Doncic has been traded to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. a bag of chips and maybe a Klondike bar. And I said, wait a minute. Nobody else is reporting it. There's been no rumors of this. Shams did one tweet and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, being in Twitter live, there are moments in life where you're on the right side of Twitter, where you're like experiencing something live as it happens and just scrolling and seeing the live tweets as it. Everybody thought it was a hack. It came back. It was not. Luka is a Laker. I'm still a little bit in shock. He looks like he's going to make his debut this Saturday against the Pacers. Oh, my.
How can we get LeBron James another championship before, you know what I'm saying, he's out the building? I mean, I might have to find a tape on that, man. I'm glad we got it on tape somewhere. I said it. How can we get LeBron James? Anthony Davis, man, again, like take the thunder from the homie Stephen A. He's all-star. He's not box office. So, cautionary tale though, Brandon. If the home team is not necessarily, you know what I'm saying, opening to willing and wanting to keep, retain you, like if they ain't trying to like slip their wrists and sell you half a Castleton, like if you're in Indianapolis, or you know what I'm saying, a Portobello's, give you a Portobello franchise out there in Westfield, you know what I'm saying, a growing community out there, right? If they ain't trying to do that, then, you know what I'm saying, they on the phone. Dallas called, hey, you know what I'm saying, because they probably know who, they know Luka. Hey, Luka, if it's not us, man, who, just for shits and giggles, man, who would it ever be? And Luka probably told him, it would be the Lakers, man. So they know Luka the best because he's been a Maverick. He's a franchise player, man. I kind of lowballed it, Brandon. I didn't know, man. Like, man, he's a special, he's impactful to that basketball culture of that team as they transition from the Dirk Nowitzki era and, you know what I'm saying, and now his era. And you know, they took some lumps. It took them a while to push on through the other side. You know what I mean? They finally got there. And to get to a market like Dallas likes basketball, so don't get it twisted. I know everybody thinks it's just a football market, and that's the A1, but you know, basketball market too. But to finally get to a point where you're back to the championship, and then you say, you know what I'm saying, then you tell your fan base, oh, well, we just going to bring Anthony Davidson. Because it's a better fit, and championships win, defenses win championship. Again, yeah, they do, but like Luka Doncic has won multiple championships. They do. When they get their mind right, when they get their mind and body, soul together, right, that's why the NBA lets them figure things out. So they didn't trade Luka Doncic over, like, you know, but the best person that kind of knows you is the person that kind of helped you develop and all that. So I think they've got to let him go for a little bit less. They did.
I'm going to do my Brian Windhorst right here.
No, don't do it. I kind of compare this, but keep your thought.
He did the Utah thing, this, right? What?
Yeah, I kind of compare this to when Kawhi Leonard got turned down by the Spurs, when they told him he couldn't get the $200 million. And the Spurs were like, dude, we're not getting the $200 million. And then Kawhi goes on to win a championship. He goes on to, you know what I'm saying, recoup the $200 million. But
I got breaking news.
Who? What's going on? They didn't trade somebody?
The Bucks have late scratched Giannis.
No, he's not going nowhere. Oh, he might be pissed because they traded. Man, come on.
He's scratched. He's scratched for tonight. He could be going somewhere, and they want to keep him getting hurt.
They just traded Kyle Kuzma. They traded for Kyle Kuzma. You might well trade Giannis. He probably wants to go, man. Why would you trade for Kuzma? Kuzma got good stats.
You wanted him here.
No, well, I was just joking. This is how I was. Okay. Kuzma got good stats, man, but it's good stats on a horrible team. Horrible team. Did they win 8 games last year? I don't know. The Pacers fooled them on a trade in the draft. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We fooled them. Thank you.
I thought Middleton was overrated to begin with. I really did. He had one year.
He had one or two good seasons, man. And he parlayed that into a daggone $36, $37 million contract.
Robbed Milwaukee.
He robbed the Bucks. And now they didn't send himself to the Washington Wizards to Cooper Flagg's potential new home. I don't know. Where you want Cooper Flagg? And like, if you had a wish, like, you know what I'm saying? Where you want Cooper Flagg? You know what I'm saying? I don't want him to fit in Washington.
No.
I don't want him to end up in Washington. Sorry, Wizards.
Let me bring in the NBA Tankathon so I can kind of see.
Go ahead.
NBA Tankathon right now, if I were to say, hey, where do you, oh God.
Charlotte. The Spurs are out of the contention now. They took themselves out of contention.
Yeah, again, De'Aaron Fox.
Utah.
No, he would die in Utah. He would, it'd be Gordon Hayward 2.0.
Danny Ainge would love it.
Brooklyn, even though they got to lose some games. Chicago.
What's the deal? Yes.
Chicago.
I want to, you know what, NBA powers. Man, Adam Silver, excuse me.
Make the Bulls great again. Come on.
Make the Bulls great again. Man, if he can get Cooper, if they can get Cooper, they can't, man. They can get Cooper Flagg and put that with what they have. But I don't know, Brandon. He's probably going to end up with Toronto. Something that we ain't, you know what I mean?
Washington Wizards are 8-41.
I next, told you, did they win the 8 games? I didn't, shoot, I wouldn't lie.
Sim in the lottery. They've got the Wizards and Cooper Flagg. Dylan Harper going to the Pelicans at 2. Ace Bailey, the 76ers at 3.
The Pelicans can't get the number one pick. They need to get their act together.
Liam McNeely at 15 to the Magic.
Potentially. McNeely, he's gonna be a good first rounder, man. Should have went to IU.
Pacers at 24. Boogie Flan from Arkansas.
Pacers probably gonna trade. You're gonna transition up to the, we're talking about NBA.
Pacers. Well, let's go do this real quick. Let's talk about my boy. I've been on his ass for how many years now, but Warriors are really trying to do what they can to either get Jimmy Butler sweepstakes. He doesn't want to go out there. Jimmy said, I ain't re-signing with you. You can trade for me, but I ain't signing. And they're like, well, damn. Now they're really interested in Kevin Durant. Durant says, I don't have any interest going up there and playing. KD trying to get out of Phoenix again. Man, this dude's a quitter, John. This dude, he's worse than LeBron James. But I'll bring it up because I brought it up on what? This was probably 2, 3, 4 years ago podcast. Why the hell does he not get as much shit as LeBron James did when he went team to team? Why does Kevin Durant get the pass?
He's not on LeBron James level, one. He ain't on LeBron James level. He's not a winner like LeBron James. LeBron James is incredible. Kevin Durant has nights of incredible where he scores. LeBron James is incredible not every night. He's incredible. And he wins. And he has championships. Kevin Durant has some championships on, you know.
He'll never win another.
He got championships on Steph Curry's team. That was Steph Curry's team.
He was piggybacking.
He was on Klay Thompson's, you know what I'm saying? Klay Thompson's coattails.
Valanciunas traded to the Kings today.
What the hell is the Kings? They just say, hey, man, give me all of the misfit toys.
They may get Vlade. Vlade might be playing again. Who knows?
They got a crazy. They got just shooting guards. Just everybody. Just you know. And then Sabonis is the center. Let's go with it.
Do you think the Lakers end up getting Nurkic, or would they get tomorrow in a trade? Old boy from Chicago.
But that's before you said that Giannis was sitting out. So if Giannis is on the table, then I would expect a mega slide tomorrow. And you know what I'm saying, and what's going to happen? Like Pat Riley, you ain't got to worry about Pat Riley trying to get nobody. Jimmy Butler will be playing for the Bucks tomorrow if Giannis is available. Jimmy Butler, maybe Bam Adebayo, he'll be playing for the Bucks. Nah,
there's a new rumor that Phoenix and Miami are working on a deal that would send Jimmy Butler to Phoenix. It would send Kevin Durant and somebody else to Miami.
Yeah. That new owner,
back in the East again.
Yeah, that new ownership dude, he doesn't know how to build a team. And Kevin Durant and his agents, they just kind of fool people. Like, oh, man, you can have the 27-6 night after night. But, like, man, it doesn't move the needle for anybody, man. It's just him getting 26 points and 6 rebounds and maybe 2 steals. And it does look good, but he's out there jaw-jacking with Gary Payton and not winning games. And not winning games. And not – or winning games. but not win championships, which is what Kevin Durant, you want to know the answer, but that's the difference. LeBron James, we expect to win championships. Even this year, even with the, like Luka Doncic, how they gonna make this work? This is what everybody's thinking, right? But like Kevin Durant, like man, we just bet Kevin Durant's killer. Nobody ever says Kevin Durant's gonna that Phoenix Suns gonna win a championship. Nobody's saying that when he was playing. We probably said it more times when Kevin Johnson was playing for the Suns before. You know what I'm saying? We ain't saying with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, the new ownership in Phoenix, dude, just get whatever draft picks you can. For Kevin or whatever, and just blow it all up. Even what's Booker doing? Why is he staying? Get him up out of there too. Why not? They need to start over.
I think the Pacers stay still tomorrow. I think they're silent. I don't think they're looking to add any pieces. They're too. Here's the problem, on, John. They're 28-21. They've won too much. They had the best record in January. This team is like, hey, we're just gonna stay pat here. We don't need to do anything. Miles Turner's not gonna get moved.
It's 20. I ain't got time for that, Brandon. This ain't the 2021 Crossroads Sports Show. This is the 2025 Crossroads Sports Show. If they told me Devin Booker was open tomorrow for trade, I would say, hey, man, what do you think about, if I'm the Pacers, what do you think about Tyrese Halliburton? I'm being for real.
Whoa.
I know. That's it. He had to wake up. See? Wake up. I know. He had to wake up. Yeah. Get back up.
He had 0 points last night.
How many times are you going to deal with this, Pacers?
Goose egg, 3 shots.
Brandon, how many times are they going to deal with this, Brandon, when he don't show up? You took 3 shots? They couldn't run no plays for you?
It's six.
I can't even make local radio. Oh, no, not local radio. What's the name? Said he come on local radio talking about, Carlisle come on talking about, I don't like how. He's not whining, but I am for him. He doesn't like how Tyrese is officiated. Well,
I saw that.
Three shots. The games ain't 10 minutes yet, y'all. 10 minutes quarter yet. Like, they ain't 10 minutes a quarter yet. So, 3 shots in the whole game? You a star player? Hey, man, if you told me Devin Booker was available, I'd be like, hey, man, do you want Tyrese Halliburton? You know what I'm saying? How can we make a trade? Pacers. They won't. I mean, that would.
Like, there is 0.0% chance that would happen.
Right. Okay. In the long run.
Because you know what?
Go ahead.
Pacers front office is too much in their feelings.
It would move the needle for them.
Fuck. Show would get LeBron James.
Well, no. Tyrese has the ability.
Kevin Durant.
The reason why I picked on and said Devin Booker, Tyrese, he has that ability to be that level of a player, but like you ain't gonna get it done with 3 shots, man. And he's had these kind of games before. And where you just wanted to pass the ball and get assists. And I don't know, man. I get it, man. Portland was in your ear. They was down. I couldn't believe it because I was watching the game last night. I was at the Coach's Tower because like the Hoosiers were on one. That was unbelievable. That was horrible. The Hoosiers was horrible, right? And then the Pacers had a little bit of fight in them till they didn't, and then it became horrible. I said, man, everybody's tripping. Shout out to the Boilers. That's why we rocking with them. Boilers got it done last night. But the NBA, man, I don't know. Tyrese, man, it's kind of questionable, man. I haven't heard anything about Miles. I think they're going to just figure out a way to sign Miles. And if they have to unload contracts, they probably have to unload contracts in the summertime. But the Pacers, man, like, that's kind of frustrating, man. You play a novice team, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily directionless, but like a team that, you know, they ain't playing for no playoff contention, and last night in Portland, and you look like you the novice team, and then your star player is goose egg and took 3 shots the whole night, man. That's unacceptable.
So, a few things I think the Pacers could do. They could, by tomorrow, they could trade for Cam Johnson for the Nets, and I've been a Cam Johnson guy for a long time. Nice wing player. Out there,
that's gonna cost us miles.
We could trade Miles Turner, the last part of his deal, because he's gonna be asking for 30 something million next year. And if the Pacers really want to,
it's a lot of Legos, Brandon.
It's a lot of Legos. Could be some risk if he hits that unrestricted free agency market. So
doesn't mean you can't trade out of the contract.
They could trade Obi Toppin. Toppin's on his first year of the 4-year, $58 million deal.
Yeah.
It goes up $1 million each year. He's just making short of $13 million this year.
Yeah.
If they need to make a deal that creates some space for future seasons under the luxury tax, they could, and they want to re-sign Turner, you got to trade Toppin. I don't think Toppin's played to that contract this year. I really don't. I know he's averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds in 20 minutes, but you gotta. I don't think you're getting top value. But no, there's only a handful of players with expiring deals that $10 to $15 million per range that would allow the Pacers, you know, to kind of go after somebody at that point.
Right.
And they could go. And then the final thing is they could go do something that nobody's ever seen, nobody ever thought. And there's been rumors about Ben Mathurin, the number one pick. What do you expect with Ben Mathurin? He hasn't kind of played as you expected with Ben. Could you put him in a trade to try to get some value back? I mean, this guy's a number six pick, first rounder, recently.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that you could do, or they could do nothing at all and just sit there, sit tight. They are, like I said, 28-21, fourth in the East. Sit tight, let all these teams make moves, and not sure if it's going to work or not. Milwaukee, you know, you're just barely ahead of Milwaukee, and they just made a trade from Middleton to Kuzma. Mm-hmm. I personally think it got worse. And if Giannis is out, and who knows if it's a real injury or if it's because there's trade talks. But we'll see. But, I mean, that I feel like that's kind of what you got. I don't think Rick Carlisle is going to do something to shake the boat. I don't think Pritchard and the Pacers brass want to shake the boat because – last year, let's remember, they played with house money last year and got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody expected them to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's house money. Yep. So you don't want to break too much of that up and try to experiment because you're like, hey, if we got there then, we can get there again. We just got to beat Milwaukee, who sucks. And if you take on the Knicks, nobody believes in the Knicks. Let's be real.
It's crazy, man. Brandon, you just went down the Pacers depth chart and you didn't mention T.J. McConnell. You didn't mention Nimhart, you know what I mean?
Defensive player of the month. He ain't getting traded.
You know what I'm saying? The players' names, we name dropping people. And I know it's kind of like we sound like Jairus Walker. No, people sound
I don't
like
think he has any value.
Yeah, he does. Because like he doesn't get mad. He like he's playing split minutes with Toppin. And technically he's spilling sometimes minutes with Miles Turner. And those both those guys are getting max minutes. You know what I'm saying? Even though Toppin's a reserve. It's like, nah, man.
Would you trade him now?
I jokingly said, I know in the previous segment, man, you know what I'm saying, swing for the fitness type of deal where, you know what I'm saying, you need to evaluate your star player. You know what I'm saying? If they have another one of these games like that, but like I wouldn't make that trade. The Pacers got good depth. They are also pretty solid scouting, man. I like the addition of Thomas Bryant. They probably got Thomas Bryant and
he played him back. Like shit last night.
Well, last night, yeah. But you know what's weird? Like he plays like crap because like man, hell, you got to remember, man. The front line of Portland, they got a pretty formidable front line. They just got, you know what I'm saying, novice wing players. You know what I mean? But for what he's done since he's been here, you know what I'm saying, we're not asking him to be Olajuwon. Or Patrick Ewing, we asked him to spell, you know what I'm saying, hold it down for the center spot for us, you know. So, but yeah, I think the Pacers are just probably still stand pat, Brandon, and see, but they got to start looking to their star player. He's got to start playing better.
Yeah. Birdsong's take this week. It was hard to find one, but I found one. Okay. I was initially going to let you have your own take and let you figure it out, but I've got one for you.
What you got, one man?
The and I'm gonna watch your reaction when I say it too. The NBA has announced the dunk contest participants: Matt McClung for the third time.
All right.
Stephen Castle, Matt Ozelis, and Andre Jackson Jr. That's your dunk contest.
Castle.
There's no value. There's no highlight. There's no
Yeah,
I must see. I ain't watching the shit this year. After the 3-point, I'm turning it off.
I got no hot take for that, man. I like Castle. I'm surprised he didn't move in the trade. When they got Fox, Spurs somehow was able even to keep him and not lose him. He's supremely athletic. He's gonna be all eyes on that one, man. But to your point, I know that because I'm a basketball nerd, and I know that because he came from UConn, and you know what I'm saying, and all that. Those other folks that you kind of name, I know them, but like, man, it's not like Dominique Wilkins versus Jordan during that era, or Vince Carter when he
blew it
up. You know what I mean? I don't know, Brandon. They like, you know, they had a come to Jesus moment about 2 seasons ago when Larry Bird and Michael Jordan went back and talked to everybody, and then they still played like crap. So unless, I know, man, I'm getting in trouble, man. Unless the King finally says, "Hey, I'm gonna play in a dunk contest and I'll participate," nobody in this era will ever take it seriously. It's not about the prize money, yo. It's about your, like, remember, like, Brandon, correct me if I'm wrong, the dunk contest, if you won that, like, you know what I'm saying, it kind of added to, like, you know what I'm saying, your resume of like championships. I know we lost our minds when we just said Michael Jordan 6 championships, but like before that, right? It was Michael Jordan 3, you know what I'm saying, before the right 3 championships, and he was this many times All-Star, dunk contest, rookie of the year, you know what I'm saying?
Besides Michael Jordan, and I say okay, slam dunk contest, who's the first person that comes to your mind? And I'll give you mine.
Vince Carter.
Okay.
Vince Carter. Who has himself didn't necessarily win a championship,
a
but played on some championship games, played some championship teams.
And he had the razzle dazzle boom dunk that was fantastic, amazing.
Yeah.
The guy, when I hear slam dunk contest, I think of this guy, and he was the Vince Carter before Vince Carter.
Son, who you doing?
J.R. Ryder.
With the East Bay Funk dunk, yeah.
Absolutely. For the 94 slam dunk. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but when I think dunk contest, it's etched in my mind him, you know, with his dunks that
I feel like he's the one that made it kind of real colorful. He won, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Jordan was stiff, you know what I'm saying, or D Brown was stiff, but he kind of made it. At the time he played for the Charlotte Hornets, I do believe. I think so. But yeah, man, he made it real colorful. I throw another one out there for you, Brandon. Obviously, D Brown in the pump him up. You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of promo from Reeboks out of that when you talk about dunk contests.
How many Indiana Pacers have won?
The homie, come on, all of them, dude. Fred Jones is the greatest. Fred
Jones won the greatest. How many?
Who else won one? I thought Paul George participated. He didn't win one, though.
Nope.
But you said one. I don't know. Who else won?
There's 3.
What, from back in the day? With the ABA Pacers, I know there's
Darnell Hillman,
for sure.
That's 2. Third one, 2017.
Danny Granger. It's not Granger.
He's a Jehovah's Witness. Glenn Robinson III.
Yeah.
So New York Knicks have had the most with 5. But yeah, let me go through this roster, John. You had Julius Erving, Darnell Hillman, Larry Nance, Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb, Jordan, Kenny Walker, Dominique Wilkins again, D Brown, Cedric Sabalas, Harold Miner, shout out, Isaiah Ryder, Harold Miner again, Brent Barry, Kobe Bryant.
That's another one, yeah. I would say Kobe.
In 1998, the WNBA two-ball competition actually replaced the dunk contest. And then 99, there was no All-Star game. So 2 years didn't have a dunk contest because of the lockout. Then you went Vince Carter, Desmond Mason, Jason Richardson, Fred Jones, Josh Smith, Nate Robinson, Gerald Green, Dwight Howard, Nate Robinson, which I think those were terrible. Blake Griffin, Jeremy Ammons, John Ross, John Wall, Zach LaVine, Robinson, Donovan Mitchell, Diallo from the Thunder, Derek Jones, Anthony Simons, Obi Toppin, Mac McClung. I think it sucked since 2011.
Because Mac McClung, though Mac McClung kind of stays on the roster, man, 10-day or whatever, man, we don't see Matt McClung. He's not actually playing in the All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? When you were naming the players from the 80s, like in the 90s, they were active. They were playing. They were in the contest, but they were also active players in the All-Star game.
Dominique Wilkins was in the dunk contest five times. Five times.
Yeah. Dunk contest used to be like that thing, man.
Clyde Drexler five times.
It was about like how high could you dunk? How much, you know what I'm saying, air could you kind of like look like you could gravitate? And then when Vince came, Vince, you know what I'm saying, Vince made it even more. You like Vince got it, put his arm up in there, you know what I mean? The homie Dwight Howard, he showed you how high he could put, you know what I'm saying? Remember how high he could jump, put the sticker all the way up on the backboard?
Superman is in the building.
Yeah, man. So like, no, nah, man, the dunk contest kind of add to your basketball mystique. You know what I'm saying? When podcasters and sportscasters like myself and Brandon Reed kind of talk about you, man. So the star players got to get back into it. Kevin Durant need to get in the dunk contest. Why not? I know he can't dunk, but I'm just saying. The star players got to get back in the dunk contest.
Talked about trades. Talked about the Pacers. College basketball. Jonathan Birdsong. I watched the Purdue Boilermakers go into Iowa last night, put up 90 points on the road, moving to the Big Ten lead right now. And then afterwards on Peacock, the Indiana Hoosiers. John, I put the game on. I went downstairs at the start, let the dogs out, get a drink.
Oh, Brandon let the dogs out.
I come back in. It's 18-4. I said, what in the world? And Mike Woodson, once again, the game was, the score was closer than what the actual game was because I watched it. And
this team
says, we're not tough enough. We're just not tough enough. They've dropped four straight, 14-9, 5-7. The Hoosiers are sinking. They're ready for that season to be over.
Yeah. You want me to wipe my feet on them, man. But I'm gonna go back to the Purdue Boilermakers first. Before we get back on the Hoosiers, man. Again, great game. The boys put together on the road, in Iowa. So again, they you know what I'm saying, Matt Painter and company just kind of have a no excuses approach to dealing with their basketball schedule. Period. You know what I'm saying? You got great. You know what I'm saying? They got two all. I don't know if the homie Trey Kofferman is a national All American. He's definitely Big Ten. You know what I'm saying, first teamer or second, you know what I'm saying, you would say this year, Braden Smith, 31 points out of him. I know a lot of people don't necessarily think of him as a pro level player, but it's still some time for all that kind of work out for him. I still think he has like another year or two, yeah, year availability, but like, man, last night looked like a daggone, you know what I'm saying, TJ McConnell in the making, you know what I mean? The boys kind of put themselves in a position. They gotta get more consistent play out of Colvin. They got to. And Heidi. You know what I'm saying? They gotta get more consistent play out of Colvin and Heidi, in my opinion. Caleb first, it's been up and down kind of rock and roll season for out of him as far as statistics, man. But like last night, 9 rebounds, 10 points, man. That's what you want out of him. If they can get that out of him, because like, dude, I do believe they got Sparty on the road, they got Michigan on the road. If the Purdue Boilermakers want to be taken seriously. Going into the tournament, no, even more seriously, as a tournament contender. The Big Ten, you know what I'm saying? The Big Ten is always going to be I go say always, but the Big Ten is definitely turned about Purdue board. I mean, they are in contention for another Big Ten title. When everybody, a lot of folks said that, oh, too much is gone, Zach Edey's gone, they're not going to be able to rebound from it. You know what I'm saying? But they have. Here they are. You know what I'm saying? I think they got Illinois too. Some tough games in front of them, but like they don't fret them. So they can get some, like I said, more consistent play out of some of these other reserves. And you know what I'm saying? And I expect even more bigger games out of Lawyer as well, man. And that's how you advance in this tournament. That is the reason why good guard play. That's how Purdue kind of works everything out, right? And that's why I think they will advance as far as the Big Ten season is concerned. And I think, you know what I'm saying, I got them paid for another Sweet 16 run. Good guard play, backed up by, you know what I'm saying, the key reserves. Go back to the Hoosiers. You know why they don't win, Brandon? They don't have good guard play. They got a great assembly of talent. Yeah, they got a great assembly of talent, but they don't have good guard play. They're not playing together. They're not playing connected at all. How the hell you gonna be? I know. I said, how the hell? How you gonna be Omar Ballo? Somebody trying to get back into the good graces of the NBA, or at least into the daggone G League, and you come out against Wisconsin, 4 points. I'm glad. And then rebounding, like, dude, rebounding for a big man who can't shoot, can't stretch. That's what the stat sheet's on you. Rebounding for you should, from on this level, should be like, you should be like living like Oscar Tshiebwe, rebounding you know what I'm saying, with your mind. You know how many rebounds he had last night? Six.
$2 million in NIL.
There's no. In Bongo, you know what I'm saying? He's great one-on-one player, man. So, again, but not playing connected. Trey Galloway, I don't know why they brought him back. Anthony Lill, I don't know how he ever told anybody. He was in Mr. Basketball sometimes. Sometimes. I like Lil does make some key passes here and there, but they don't necessarily.
Bryson Tucker, no show.
Well, last night, 9 points, but like not, you know what I'm saying? You needed 19 last night. So again, and the coach seemingly doesn't necessarily have answers. Doesn't have any answers. Historically, they haven't won in Wisconsin since 1998. But again, that's not no excuses, man. When you become the head coach of Indiana, you take it on. You know what I'm saying? The history, the pride, all that. So I don't know, man. This is going to be some new paint on the wall.
I think Saturday is going to be interesting. They got a home game against Michigan and Dusty May. What's louder, the Woodson boos or the Dusty May cheers?
Dusty May, right. I know, that's silly. I'm not going down that road, man. Dusty May, they go.
Why not? Come on. That's what Crossroads Sports is. We go down that road and nobody else does.
No, I'm saying, like, they're not going to. Dusty May's not. I know the IU faithful wanted Dusty May. He's not leaving Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Whether they lose or win that game. But, like, no, nah, man, the IU folks, you know, Woodson thought he has. He did. He has.
They got two choices.
But he ain't got enough. He ain't got enough games in front of him now to get into any type of tournament situation.
Indiana Hoosiers have two choices at the end of this season after Mike Woodson mutually parts ways. That's what it'll be labeled as.
Oh, probably.
You and Mike Woodson have mutually parted ways. They got two choices. They can go out and finally seal the deal and try to and throw whatever you've got to Steve Alford. Or
is it too late? It's too late for Steve Alford.
You go up and you get the homie from Ball State, Mike Lewis. And you hope. And you hope that that is the answer, the coup de grace, you could say. For the
Indiana Hoosiers. I don't know. It's too early to be talking about.
It ain't early. It's February, homie.
No,
next month.
It's too early, man. Because somebody like a Bruce Pearl is working on, you know what I'm saying, his team. He's not thinking about, you know what I'm saying. Somebody, hold on, Brad. I'm giving you said who you know what I'm saying. Mike Lewis is not coming. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunately, yeah.
You want to double down on that?
Not to IU. Not to be the head coach. No, not to be the head coach.
They sure selling Dane Fife.
No, it's going to be Dane Fife either. You probably got to think a little bit larger, grander scale.
Archie?
No. From Xavier? There ain't no more realists coming through that door.
How about your boy Porter?
That would be nice. You know what I'm saying? Because Calvin, that'd be the Calvin Sampson route. You know what I'm saying? He did a tour of Oklahoma before he came to Indiana. So that wouldn't be bad. But it's probably gonna be alumnus. It ain't gonna be nobody.
Just told you two names are alumnus.
A winning alumnus.
I really think it's gonna be Mike Lewis. I do.
The next head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers? Yeah, no. No, nah, man, it's not going to happen, man.
It's not going to be Jay Wright. He doesn't like what's going on. Hey, can we talk real quick?
It ain't going to be Brad Stevenson either.
I had a great moment on Saturday.
Okay.
Friday. I was in my place of employment. And I see coming out of Starbucks guy that looks very familiar. And I get closer, and it's Mike Bray, former Notre Dame head coach Mike Bray, legend in the state of Indiana. And I said, hey, coach, Good to see you. Welcome back to Indiana. It's always glad to have you back. And real nice, cordial. We talked a little bit about what was going on. He's an assistant coach now for the Hawks in Atlanta. Okay. We talked about, you know, I said, Coach, I got a question for you. With everything that's going on in the NIL, and I should have, me and him got along very well. I should have booked an interview because he would have done it with us. He would have done it in a heartbeat with us. But I asked him, I said, so with NIL and just with what's going on now with the landscape changes with the conferences, I said, we had a huge pack. We had a huge ACC game the other night, Syracuse at Stanford. Mm-hmm. He kind of chuckled at that. And all. I said, so what's your thoughts on the NIL and all this landscape thing? He goes, you know, he goes, I'm glad I got out when I did, just like some of my other colleagues did. He goes, I don't know where it went wrong. And when it went wrong quick. And I don't know where you go from it and how you could get it somewhat back. But I thought that was very choice words by Coach Bray. And just kind of how it just went away so quick. And it's like, you don't have a grasp on it. People aren't playing for the uniform, the front of the money. Right. The first, second question is, well, how much money am I going to get?
Right.
And then there's another basketball coach I just saw that's resigning or just resigned at the end of the year that's leaving. And he's got a lawsuit. He's got two former players suing him for NIL stuff. Leonard Hamilton from Florida State.
Said they didn't get what they was promised or whatever, man. It's weird. And back to Bray, man. It's something what he's kind of said, man. Probably because there's no legislation, and no universal legislation. I remember maybe a couple, several years ago, man. The players kind of wanted a union. That's kind of like, man. That's tricky too, because there's so many colleges. It's just real hard and tricky to navigate. And if you tell each individual college that you are your own separate entity and how you navigate your NIL is how you navigate it, then you're asking them to say, okay, we're going to play by the rules, but everybody's not going to even play by the rules. And even if you say, hey, we're not going to scalp each other's, rosters, they're still going to do it. And that's kind of what happens, man. So it's kind of a wild, wild west because there's no necessary rules. And that's kind of where Coach Bray's kind of wants it. If it had rules and regulations and well, we're not going to just poach just because we can, or because, man, like if you are, like you're not focusing on your, again, I'll try to get Bray. I get it. I found a media contact. I will try to, and maybe
at bring my name up and say my colleague, course. Brandon Reif. Talk with you at the Hyatt Hotel in Indianapolis. But like, he'll come on with us.
Yeah, but like, man, you gotta let kids, understand that, there's life after basketball and everybody don't go to the NBA. You don't, but you can make a career out of being around what you are. But don't lose your mind about if you don't get, the bag, quote unquote bag, but just because the entire game, that's the one thing that the college basketball and football, and these coaches like Mike Bray, they try to keep, integrity in the game, man. But, some money blows up everything. So, yeah. But I work on it, dude.
Yeah, for sure. And if you look, hey, there it is right there on the screen, me and Coach Bray.
Hey, man, you was out here living the dream. Brandon Reif had a birthday, y'all. He was out here living the first. Brandon Reif out here flexing with Ric Flair.
Woo!
First out here flexing with Ric Flair. I don't know. And then got a what's name from Bret Hart.
Yeah, Bret Hart. My wife. Yeah. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Bret Hart. My wife put a cameo thing together for Bret Hart for me.
The Hitman.
Very cool. Let me see if I can play this here. It's about a minute long, so she'd like to get this. So let me play this.
Hey, this is Brett the Hitman Hart, and I have a very special happy milestone 40th birthday shout out. And this is going out for February 3rd, and it's going out to a very special man, a very special longtime fan of mine. And more important than that, this is going out to a guy that everybody loves because he has a heart of gold. This is going out to Brandon.
Heart of gold.
This is coming courtesy of your loving wife, Lindsay. And she just wants you to have a fantastic 40th birthday because you prove time in and time out in your own special way that you, my friend, are the excellence of execution and all the love, the sacrifice, the dedication, and the hard work that you put into the last 40 years never goes unnoticed and never goes unappreciated by your friends, your family, and especially Lindsay. She just wants you to know how much you give and give and give to everybody all the time. Just the way you live your life, the way you carry yourself as a man, you truly are the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. So take the time this year to reflect on 40 amazing years and all the things you've accomplished in years. And just know there's at least another 40 more. And everyone, including Lindsay and the man, we're going to be cheering you on to have the best 40th birthday that a man could ever have because you truly are the best. Stay cool. Stay safe. Keep on rocking. God bless.
Keep on rocking.
That's Brett the Hitman Hart, John. That was probably the best Christmas birthday present I've ever had in my entire life.
You should have got the sharpshooter slapped on you right after that. He come with that.
Why didn't meet him? That's the cameo.
No, I'm saying. Next time.
We're going to meet him here in a couple, in 2 months when he's here in Indianapolis.
No, man, that made me give you like, you feel, I said you should feel like, after you give that promo, you just got the sharpshooter right on you right at that.
Yeah, he called me the excellent execution, the best. What'd you think when I sent that video of the text? You're just like, oh, what the hell is this?
I was like, now hit my music. I think I'm cute. That's what I did.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. And what about this photo when I sent it to you?
I know I'm sexy.
Who's with the nature boy?
That's the homie, man. I'd have been like, Nate, where are we going? You know what I'm saying? Let's get back on the airplane. You know what I'm saying? No joke. But like, nah, man, that's pretty cool, man. That you got to, you know what I'm saying, got that message from Bret Hart. And like I said, to meet Nature Boy. Did you see anybody else around?
Oh yeah. Did I see anybody else? Let me go through the list. Zach Cardona. Or Matt Cardona, excuse me.
Woo woo woo. Dudley
Boys. Okay. Hardy Boys. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Trust
Jerry
me.
Lawler. Ted DiBiase. Arn Anderson. Let's see. Buff Bagwell. I talked to him for about 10 minutes.
Oh man.
Sting. Okay. Sting. Okay. Lex. Did you like that photo of Sting I sent you?
Man, Sting needed to get some extensions in his hair or something, man. I don't know what's going on. Got grandpa here.
Colt Cabana, Lex Luger, Joe Hendry. Who else was there? There's just so many legends there at WrestleCon. And I will say this. I was glad to be there. The problem I have is I like to remember those guys back in their prime, right? It was tough. Seeing some of those guys the way they were,
they paid the price. Man. That's what
Boogeyman was there. See Boogeyman.
Oh my God, was he still eating worms? Come on, dude.
He wasn't there, thank God. But
that dude was so over, man. I don't know. He had some backstage shenanigans, man. But he was so over, man. That dude put them worms in his mouth and made the worms go from his mouth to his. He put them through his nose, man.
Yeah,
I thought it was incredible.
Yeah,
but
he
saw a boogeyman.
Me and Tanner, me and D Tanner, Penrod went to the Royal Rumble Saturday night. Incredible pay per view. I will say this: after the first Women's Rumble, I was already tired, man. I was tired, and
40, bud.
I did it again. That was a great weekend. One of the greatest weekends. Ric Flair, Royal Rumble.
Got
birthday, Bret Hart. Indianapolis.
Indianapolis became the wrestling capital. Like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're coming back.
This was here. One of my favorites here.
And WWE's coming back. Play this video.
John Cena. Farewell, Tua.
Don't get copyrighted. Oh, you got the sound off?
Nah, it's my video. I recorded it.
Okay, got you.
So you had him. You had my boy here. Let's see. Where's he at? I got to play it. Where's he at? Here we go. Tribal Chief.
Oh, my God. Right.
Let me tell you this. Oos. Day one, Oos. It's just me, yo. Jey Uso is the most over athlete right now in professional wrestling. The most over athlete.
That's why he won. But he, so you're going to drop it. So Cody going to drop it?
Yeet. No, he's going to take it from Gunther.
Oh,
Cody's taking on. John and he sets the record 17 times.
No comment.
But Rumble overall, I thought it was a great showing. 70,000, John. 70,000 strong.
That's crazy, man. That's not even WrestleMania.
It's going to get bigger.
It's going to get bigger, man.
Triple H talked very highly about the city of Indianapolis. Everywhere you looked, it was Royal Rumble. The city went all in on it. There's people I know that had knew nothing about wrestling, but throughout the weekend, they loved it, seeing everything. I went to the Superstore. I got gear.
Yeah,
they're cool. They were very cool. I talked to a lot of them. Made some very good contacts.
I know the homies, Jake Oman, and I know they were down there because I know the news and whatnot kind of came out, and we might do that, Brandon. We might do that. Go out to their school, to Jake's school, and check it out, man. I'm going to work it out, man, just so we can kind of see. I ain't trying to go through the table, go through no tables or nothing, or take no chops or anything like that. But, like, no, wrestling in this city, we knew it. We've been on it, man. Now everybody's kind of, like, catching up, man. But, like, no, it's kind of great to see the spectacle of wrestling kind of come back and be kind of popular.
Did you catch in any on Rumble Night on Peacock?
Yeah, again, Brandon, wrestling's a little different for me. It's kind of like Pro Bowl, so it's kind of like background.
Yep, background.
I had to get into the characters, man. A lot of these dudes now, they're great athletes. They're great on promo, probably a little bit too good on a promo. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot for me to, for wrestling to get over, man. So, but I'm getting back into it.
Next pay-per-view is Elimination Chamber. That'll be coming up, and then Mania. So looking forward to that, what they're going to do with some of these guys. Golden State Warriors locker room has been closed now during open media time. Steve Kerr is addressing the team. Players that were on the floor were brought back into the locker room. So
what
could happen with possibly with that.
They're trading Buddy Hield.
Yeah, so we'll see. I thought Dustin DePirik was going to say something about the Pacers there, but yeah, man, Royal Rumble, fantastic. Glad I was there. Tanner went with me, so we had a hell of a time that night. Got to see Tribal Chief, CM Punk, everybody. John Cena's last time. I got the Cena shirt. His last time in Indy, I had to buy it. I had to get the Cena shirt, so got that. Glowing reviews. WWE loved being here. They're going to have a lot more events here. Obviously, we still got SummerSlam, and we also have a WrestleMania that's going to come either in 2027 or 2032 has been reported as the last year of the Indiana Sports Corp deal. They did say there might be something coming back later this fall for like a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown. So more to come on that, but wrestling shout out. I thought it was great to see it all over the local media scene as well.
Yeah, they were into it too.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about sports media. We have our show here that we love, and we do it every week, and we're blessed to have it on here, and then we have our sponsors and stuff. Man, the sports radio industry here in Indianapolis took a big old hit this week with a couple names leaving the sports scene, and then your old Double D decided to double down on on calling these guys clowns and everything. He called out our man JV for some reason. I had no clue why he did.
Oh, I didn't know what was going on, man. I was gonna. Okay, so I mean,
JV, I sent you the video last night.
JV, no, did you? I need to look twice at that again. JV don't need me to fight his battles, right? And me and
I got it. Hold on.
You want me? I'm gonna snap on Dan Dawkins. You already. Right. He just did it because I did listen to him today, man. He didn't say nothing. I was like, man, he was like, IU, blah, 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 blah. They suck. All right, Dan. Mm-hmm. But like, dude, why do they suck, Dan?
Here you go. This first one's let me play this. Here we go.
Anyway.
Man.
I don't like when people lose their job. That douchebag Andy Sweeney was such a douchebag, along with all of those lying.
Okay, and then this one. This is one pissed me off.
Here, Jonathan's killing it. He's better than any of those clowns over there. I mean, any of them. I don't care about Southern Hillbilly Boy. I don't care about County's greatest place ever. Okay, great. By the way,
Green County Hillbilly Boys.
When Dan laughs like that, that's how you know you got him. That's how you know you got him. Because that's how I know I had him. Y'all, dude. Yeah, nah. Dan said some shit. Dan said something today. Talking about. He said we were the top 10 show around here in these parts. I was like, right. I don't know, man. I don't know. JMV passing me in, bro. That's what I was saying. Hey, help, quite honestly, so does Crossroads Sports, man. So I don't know what numbers you got, man. Our numbers say we number one over here.
Damn straight. Absolutely. So
foolish man, tied by the fake name.
Yeah, I think I may have that. Let me see.
Shut up.
I put you right in that category.
Indianapolis. I'm sure it'll be some stuff tomorrow.
Acknowledge me.
We acknowledged him this past weekend. Oh, we have a deal. We have a trade. We have a huge trade in the NBA. Breaking
news.
It's
going down, y'all. It's going down. I got to take my hat off.
That's Ric Flair. We don't want that. Where's the sound at?
Who's coming?
Here we go.
Miles Turner. Who is it? Kevin Durant. Brooklyn.
Breaking news in the NBA this evening. The Miami Heat have finalized a deal to send Jimmy Butler to the Golden State Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, which is what I called, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and a protected first-round pick. Your thoughts, John?
Wiggins and Schroeder for Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Schroeder, Buckets.
Schroeder needs to stop complaining, man. He's going to play for everybody. He needs to stop complaining, man. But he,
there it is.
At least you play for Pat Riley in a winning situation.
Jimmy Butler
is going to California.
Couldn't and I said, hey, if you're going to trade, you'd probably want Wiggins back. And there, sure enough, Andrew Wiggins is part of the trade deal.
Why wouldn't he want where, Wiggins, you know what I'm saying, wore out his weapon because he hadn't, you know what I'm saying, stepped up since the trade coming over from Minnesota. And I know he had some, you know, some issues, family issues and whatnot, but, you know, maybe new splash of paint. Oh, some more trade. New splash of paint for everybody. You know, it works out wonders. And Miami's lovely. I don't know why y'all complaining. Miami's lovely. Golden State. I don't know why you run away from, you know what I'm saying? They train you to a championship organization, Jimmy. Like, don't cry about it. Just embrace it. It's over.
So, breaking news just a few minutes ago, right before we went off, getting ready to go off the air, John. Like last week, we had a trade that was De'Aaron Fox on Sunday when we had our talk. But the Heat are signing, again, Miami Heat are sending Jimmy Butler to the Golden State Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and a protected first-round pick.
That's a whole lot, man.
It is a lot.
For Jimmy Butler? Here's my thing.
Why, if De'Aaron Fox was a lot and stuff, the whole Luka AD thing, why the hell was that not? You know how many first-round picks should have been probably included in that?
Mike Dunleavy might need to be drug tested.
You think so?
He's the general manager, man. We'll see. I had to dig deep in on this one. I'm on it.
Yeah, this is a huge trade. Jimmy B, finally out of Miami. We knew it was going to happen. Right. Just was sitting here looking on my phone, getting ready to wrap the show up. And next thing I know, all hell's breaking loose in the NBA as we are about less than 24 hours away from the trade deadline. John, we may have to go live.
Absolutely. I told you he was going to get traded before Thursday, but like, man, again, old brand, like, now I got to think about it. So wait a minute. Y'all didn't want to play Klay Thompson? But you wanted to play Jimmy Butler and Buddy Field? What's going on here, man?
He's not going to pay, is he? They're not going to pay him. He doesn't want him either.
Bray, you traded a whole lot. You traded a whole lot for an expiring contract?
Who won there? Dunleavy or Pat Riley?
All right, so Pat Riley, come on, man, stop. It's the Godfather. He won that, Bray. He won that. Man, he would retrade Dennis Schroeder for a bag of donuts back to Atlanta. He would finish his career back in the Atlanta Hawks if Pat Riley got to anything to say about it. You know what I'm saying? But he will flip whatever he can. He'll juice whatever he can. The guy to Wiggins and whatever potential draft picks, man. He didn't necessarily lose. He didn't lose Jaime Hawkins. He didn't lose the kid they just got from IU. He didn't lose Bam Adebayo. He didn't lose anybody significant. He lost a piece of the team that didn't want to be there. Shout out to Tyler Hero. He just had a birthday too. First time All-Star, right, as well. Or not? No, not first time All-Star, but yeah. He just
the new got big a three.
Yeah, tattooed All-Star, but stop it. Man, they better stop. Golden State ain't going to ever win, man. You know what? I think I was trying to call it right now. No, man, they was better. They probably was better off, you know what I'm saying, retrade for Harrison Barnes. They was trying to trade for Jimmy Butler, man.
Harrison Barnes. Hey, damn.
Man, before we get off, man, what you think about – I know you seen MJ's son got caught with that, you know what I'm saying, on the railroad tracks.
Hey, man, the dude just wanted to get his car off the tracks, man. He said he wasn't drinking. I can feel it.
He probably listened to some Phil Collins, man. I already know.
Coke, too, huh?
Why was he happy? Listen, man. I know.
Is he still with Larissa Pippen?
I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not. He was. Did you see the TMZ tape? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I watched.
He's like, I'm Michael Jordan's son. Oh man, dude, don't.
I was wondering how long I was going to come out till he said it.
But Brandon, let's think about this, man. Somebody posed to me. That's like, man, why is Jordan's son on coke? Why is he out here running around? You know what I'm saying? You got to take a little empathy. I say. You got to take a little bit of it, man. I get it. He's Michael Jordan's son. You ain't supposed to be like, man, he's a spoiled rat. You know what I'm saying? He's driving around a freaking Maserati. Got stuck on a train track. Come on, man. How goofy, you know what I'm saying, can you be? That's another side of it, too. But, like, no, I have to look at it, a little empathy, man. Look at it, man. Michael Jordan's your dad, and you couldn't hoop. You know what I'm saying? And look what LeBron has done. LeBron has got his – no, I'm not.
His son's getting waxed on the court.
He couldn't even. He got play, dude. Did you see it last night? He was getting significant minutes against the Clippers. No, I know, because it was over. The King had put the Clippers to good night. Like, you know, the beard was up there dribbling. Kawhi Leonard was over there, you know, saying crying and some New Balances. You know what I mean? But Jim, like, nah, man. Jordan's son, he's snorting coke, man. Like, look at he's like, man, this kid, Bronny, look at what his dad did for him. My dad got, you know, he told me, at his Hall of Fame speech, man, you'll never be as good as me, son. Like, damn, dad, I will never be as good as you. And then he came.
Right.
Your dad said that. Dad didn't set it for success, man.
He found
his own line.
That's my <dad. laughs> line.
That's my take on Jordan's son, man.
Looks like there's a third team involved in the trade.
Somebody going to absorb.
Part of the deal, the Warriors are sending Lindy Waters the third, and the Heat's Josh Richardson are both heading to Detroit in part of this trade.
Mm. I wonder. And again, Brandon, you know, the buyout market is going to come up after probably on Friday, Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Bojan Dobanovic's name is kind of bounced around there in the buyout market. Clint Capella's name is kind of bounced around in the buyout market if he don't get traded. I don't think they're going to get traded. So those teams might be buying those players out.
We're right back where we were 5 years ago. We're at the Kevin Durant watch because he will be the next piece. Possibly to go.
Then already saying at the beginning of the 2024 season that Kevin Durant, so ain't no more watching for me, man. My homie said, then you know, Kevin, I don't think so either. I know this is just a debate show. Most people think that me and Brandon are always supposed to have like contracts in the base, and it is that, but like, man, Brandon Reeves' his proclamation that Kevin Durant will never, he said it, never win a championship. I'm like, yeah, no, he's not. He's an all-star. That's all he can ever be from here on out. All-star. That's it.
Olympian, maybe.
I wouldn't trade Tyrese Halliburton for him. I wouldn't.
Before we get off the air, I do want to say, because we're covering this a lot more. We need to hit it a lot more. Indiana Fever, man, they're making some splashes in the offseason. Boy, they're picking up some players.
Yeah, pick up some players from veteran players from around the league. You got Caleb Clark on a baby, you know what I'm saying, you know, on the baby contract, you kind of got exploited, man. I know that's terrible, but they're putting some definitely good pieces around it. I know they had to say goodbye to the Grace Berger, you know what I'm saying, young player from IU, you know what I'm saying, kind of tied from the Hoosier man. But, you know, this is sports business, not sports friends. I know I messed up that quote, but you get it. But so you got to make the best position. You got to make the best decisions. And like
DeJuan Bonner,
looking good.
Yeah, her up, looking Natasha good. Howard back, Sophie Cunningham from Phoenix. Yep. I listen, and then they just signed a point guard from Las Vegas yesterday. I can't think of her name, but
dude, they're Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston. Let's go.
I put last week. I went out and put $50 on the Fever to win the WNBA title this year, and the odds were at plus 800. As of the pickup, as of yesterday, it's down to plus 350.
Can you?
That's what we call quantified value, people.
If she wins, if the Fever win a championship in the next two seasons,
take over.
What?
Hey, let me ask you this: what's your thoughts on the Andrew Luck? He came out a lot now. Starting to talk, talked about how he quit on the team. He even said he was a quitter. He quit on the team, and he told just a few guys. And just kind of your thought on the Lux thing. He came out with Pardon My Take with Barstool Sports interview the other day. It was kind of funny a little bit.
Yeah, at least he's open and honest about it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely looks like he wants to
your
come back.
Your boy Doc thought there was an NDA that finally ended where he could talk about it.
Oh, maybe. But maybe he wants to have a job and career in football. He's working with Stanford now. So they have
got
a
Jimmy
football.
Quick, Jimmy update.
Uh-oh. Jimmy Butler's getting traded again.
Jimmy Butler.
No.
Give me 1 second, John. So Jimmy Butler has added Golden State Warriors. Jimmy Butler has also agreed to a new 2-year $121 million extension with the franchise due 26-27. Butler is declining his 25-26 option for this new $121 million deal with the Warriors.
So he wants to play. Like they convinced him to stay.
Yep. And that's new deal. So wait, 2 years, 121.
It doesn't make sense, Brandon. It doesn't make sense to me, Brandon. You let a Hall of Famer, Klay Thompson, walk out. That's not right, Brandon.
Maybe he wanted out, John.
No, Brandon. They said, I know we're supposed to be focused on the trade and what the new big three is, Steph and Clay, you know what I'm saying, and Jimmy Butler.
Now,
but like, no.
Dennis Schroeder's not staying in Miami. Schroeder's being traded.
Can you roll the tape? Can you roll the tape? What I just told you that Pat Riley was going to do with Schroeder's contract? Atlanta?
Schroeder is going to Utah now.
Man, Danny ain't dealing with that. Danny ain't dealing with that. Danny Ainge, listen, y'all. Danny Ainge gonna trade Schroeder to the Thunder.
This is all live as we're talking.
He's probably gonna trade Schroeder to the Thunder. He's gonna trade Schroeder to the Thunder. He's gonna be playing back for the Thunder. Danny, hey, Pat Riley runs the East Side. Danny Ainge runs the West Side. Danny Ainge and the Lakers. Sorry, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to get in trouble. The Lakers don't make conversations with the players anymore. I will go back to that, Brandon. They don't make. That's the truth. They really left LeBron out of the conversation. They really did. He said it was the first time. They messed up. He said it's the first time nobody's ever done that.
Right. I know that. That's what I got out of it.
Ain't that a bitch? So it's the first time nobody. Well, so even
the Lakers need to, John. They need to look at their career. Now, after
the lifetime, yeah, life after LeBron, man, yeah, absolutely. And you can't trade LeBron, you can't cut LeBron, so you have to. They kind of made somebody else. A cap casualty.
I saw somebody talk about a rumor that LeBron, if he opted out after the end of this season, that Dallas would go full bore into trying to get him down there with AD and Kyrie.
I have not set a foot in either one of those cities. I kind of just studied them from a, you know what I'm saying, abroad, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of just know about it. That's probably an allure, you know what I'm saying, to be living in either one. But if you want to be in the media capital world, like that's where you would be at. In you know what I'm saying? If we were talking about New York versus California, Los Angeles, I can see competition being, but it's Dallas, man. And nothing against Dallas, they do pull in, but you know what I'm saying? I would think everybody, you know, I would think, you know what I'm saying, to get to LA or stay in LA. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Because, like, I get it. Dallas probably going to have a whole bunch of money. You talking about bringing back in. Now, you bring in him and you got your team back now, right? You got Kyrie and Anthony Davis over here. But it's Dallas. And like I said, I don't think Mark Cuban ain't even the majority owner no more. But, you know, strange things have happened. So we'll see.
Crossroads Sports at it again with trades, man. It's while we're live. It's
when you wake up in the morning, Brandon, Schroeder's gonna be on the move. I promise you.
It's third time.
They're gonna call
you. He ain't going to Orlando?
Man, do you want Schroeder? No. This is like doing a three-way call. Do you want a piece of Schroeder? No.
What about Philly? Does Philly make any moves or what, they just stand pat? They
traded,
what do
they
do?
No, they traded Caleb They traded Martin? Somebody today. Yeah, they traded Caleb Martin today. Yeah, they traded him late last night. Shit. Nobody wants Paul George. Nobody wants – he's retired. Paul George might be retired.
Right here? They don't want him?
Nah, Pacers don't want him, man. He bad-mouthed Pacers.
He just wants to be in the video, man. Put the man in his video. That's all he wants. The Miami Heat, this is a five-team deal. There's more pieces coming out now. PJ Tucker and Andrew Wiggins is in also in this going to Miami. So PJ Tucker's also going to Miami. Five teams involved. I'm trying to figure out who the other
didn't
teams
his
are.
His dumbass played for Miami 1 year already, though, PJ Tucker. Pat Riley won also going to take these contracts and look at them and be like, you know what? Here's your magic. Go find you somewhere else to play in Pelican Bay. Some of these is going to be contracted. He just cool with eating up.
No. Two. No pace. Golden State, Miami, Detroit, Utah. There's a fifth team that's not mentioned yet.
Oh, Toronto. Got to be. Toronto.
Toronto. Kyle Anderson's going to Toronto.
I guess you got a text, man. They said.
Listen, what's that conference call? We got five different GMs.
Raleigh Mafia. Raleigh's doing his thing.
Interesting.
People are blowing me up right now. I don't understand what's going on, man.
Somebody goes, Warriors finally get a number two for Steph. Finally.
That's, who said that, man? I'm about to fight
Marcus Thompson from Hardwood.
Nah, man, sorry.
What do you mean finally? He's had a two.
Nah, man, this is disrespectful to Klay Thompson, totally. They better not trade. Pacers, I don't want the Pacers to be thinking about it. Just go to sleep, Kevin Pritchard. Don't get involved in none of this, Kevin Pritchard.
Just Just go to bed. It's time to just go to bed. Don't wake up.
Just go to bed, Kevin Pritchard. You don't want no parts of this, Kevin Pritchard.
Take that melatonin.
Take that melatonin, Kevin Pritchard.
Don't Warriors, Heat, Jazz, Raptors, Pistons. Five-team deal.
If I was Danny Ainge, man, Danny Ainge, stop. Just stop trying to win games, man. You know you want Cooper Kupp. Stop playing these games, man.
If get I was the Pacers, I'd try everything to get Lauri Markkanen. Still.
So you talking about Jairus Walker leaving? You talking about Ben Mathurin leaving for sure to get Lauri Markkanen?
Maybe even Miles, and you get Walker Kessler back.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Don't take the melatonin yet.
Break up.
Think about that one. I don't know if they depart with both two starters, right?
Yeah, nah. I think obviously we know Brad Stevens. He ain't fooling with nothing. Nothing. Well, he did trade. He traded a little guy today, but nothing big.
He's got to play Bloomington next year.
Man, he might buy Bloomington next year. They would hope that he would come save them, but nah, he can't even save them.
As a Purdue fan, I hope Woody stays for another 6 years.
Maybe Thad Mata comes back up. Bad hire.
Right.
Butler?
Hey, man, I was looking for our boy Danny Bridges. I was waiting for him to say something bad about WWE this past weekend in town. But when you got 70-some thousand there and a huge economic impact, I don't think you can.
Nah, and it was more than just Indianapolis money being spent, being thrown back downtown. It was because people pulling in from the surrounding community, Chicago and Ohio. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't really hear – I know there was complaints – I did deep state that, absolutely. I didn't really hear about too many complaints about, vagrancy or violence or anything like that. I know people thought the bus was supposed to go run all night. This is Indianapolis, y'all. The Metro bus do not run all night here.
Oh, for WWE?
Yeah, they thought the bus was going to run.
Hmm.
People out in the cold, they didn't understand. Where's the bus? It's gone.
There's Uber. Well, hey, if you're spending $500-$600 on tickets to Royal Rumble, you can afford an Uber.
You would think.
All right, John. Man, we've been an hour and 34 minutes tonight.
Hey, man, it's been an epic one.
Trades kind of took it over.
It's all good, man. It's been an epic one, man. You know, I told you this, we live in the basketball world.
It's top 10. Okay, so last thing real quick.
Uh-oh.
Golden State is sending Miami a 2025 top 10 protected first round pick. Next year, it's top 10 protected and unprotected the following year. So it looks like Chris Haynes is reporting that.
Steve Kerr is probably rolling his eyes.
So, all right, John. Well, continue your conversation on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll be back bigger and better ever than next week. So until then, we'll see you guys all then. Take care.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more.